beginning. I just retire you the favor. I try to talk, you don't listen. You don't hear nothing I'm saying. No, yeah, I admit we got issues. Most of them we can't explain them. I don't know how to deal with them. So let's put them all on the table. Or we cannot disguise it. Let's just argue about it later on. Oh, or we can just continue making love until we're dead and gone. Oh.
Down to grab a wheel, like you're gonna ride. You say you wanna ride on the real, you know how I feel. I don't see how we ever gonna heal when all we do is fight.
You did dirt in the beginning. I just retire you the favor. I try to talk, you don't listen. You don't hear nothing I'm saying. No. Yeah, I admit we got issues. Most of them we can't explain them. I don't know how to deal with them. So let's put them all on the table. Or we cannot disguise it. Let's just argue about it later on. Oh. Or we can just continue making love until we're dead and gone. Oh.
And softly fading out in the background there, it's a little bit of Saint Beauty off of their album, which just dropped in January, Running to the Sun. That track was not Discuss It. And with that, let me welcome you to another edition of Into the Woods here on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory here at the beautiful, though albeit rainy, British Columbia University of British Columbia campus in Vancouver. My words are all kajumbled today. My name is Mel Woods, hanging out with you guys as always, Tuesday afternoons 5 p.m. till 6 p.m., making great music made by women, queer folks, and all other sorts of great people. It's a jam-packed show today. That's why my words are so jumbled, as I have a lot to get through today. It's going to be a fun one. It's going to be great. It's going to be cool. It's going to be a jam. First up, we're going to be chatting with Victoria Band Fortune Killers, who are playing a show this evening at Guilt & Company down in Gastown, a lovely, lovely venue. I have gone there many a late night for swing dancing, and I expect that they're going to bring a great party of their own to that stage, and so they'll be in the studio with me in just a few minutes chatting. And then after that, I'm going to do a little preview of the Sled Island Music and Arts Festival, which I'm heading to Calgary next week to go spend 5 days luxuriating in Radioland, and trust me, it is going to be good. So lots to get through today, and it's going to be great. We're going to actually start off with a track from Fortune Killers in kind of preparation of getting them in here to chat about their music and all sorts of good things. This one is off of their relatively new album, just came out in September last year, Temper Temper. The track is Fool's Gold. So we're going to listen to that one right now here on Into the Woods.
Like the secret agent's wife, so ambiguous, like shadows in the night. Spin a lifetime.
finally faced.
Wasn't that fun right there? A great way to start the show proper. Great way to hopefully give a little bit of a spark to your gray Vancouver afternoon. It is truly horrendous out there. For folks in the studio with me now, I comment on the weather a lot. That's kind of my thing, is get a little glimpse of the window I get over there. You get a lot of commentary on what the weather is like. So, gray day in Vancouver, everybody. But that track, not gray at all. That was Fool's Gold off of Temper Temper from Fortune Killers, and they actually are in the studio with me right now.
Hello.
Yay. Oh my god, raucous chorus right there.
We're here.
Yeah, we're excited to have you guys here. You guys are playing a show tonight, which is pretty exciting.
Yeah, we're playing at Guilt & Co. and we're starting at 9:30, so be there. Guilt & Co. 9:30.
Okay,
be there.
Cool. That's the most important message.
If you're listening to this,
right now,
remember Guilt & Co. 9:30. Be there.
Yes. And so maybe actually, before we even start anything, if you can go around and introduce yourselves and what your role in the band is.
Sure. I'm Felicia. I'm vocals and keys.
I'm Ariel, and I play drums.
I'm Brett, and I play guitar.
Cool. And so maybe you guys are from Victoria.
Correct.
So maybe walk me through how Fortune Killers came to be.
Well, actually, Brett and I, this is Felicia, we met a few years ago in Nelson in the Kootenays, and we went to music school together there. Brett was taking engineering, and I was taking composition, and we teamed up because there was lots of projects we could do together. And we've been friends ever since and playing together, and then we met Ariel a few years ago, 5 years ago to be exact, through Craigslist, which is kind of like Tinder for bands. And then, yeah, the rest is history. We formed this group, and it's been lots of fun.
Yeah, it was just... going to UVic and having my like fourth year breakdown of realizing that I didn't want to have a career in economics, so I just went on Craigslist to find a music career, I guess.
And it worked.
It totally worked out. I highly recommend it.
That's very impressive. I can't even find an apartment on Craigslist, let alone a music career.
Yeah.
That's really cool. And so how would you guys describe the music that y'all make? I mean, we heard a bit of it there, but...
Well, it's we like to say as many genres as we can and just let you pick your favorite. So we're like indie, pop, rock, alternative.
Yeah, those are the words we use. a lot of people, when I would say when they listen to our music, they hear a lot of synth sounds. And then when they come to our live show, they realize that we're playing all of those sounds live. So if that kind of gives you an idea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is very, I found listening to the album, it's very wholesome. I'm making hand gestures, Radio Land, you can't see them, but it's very like holistic. It's a full sound. It's it doesn't sound like it's coming from three people.
The gesture is very circular, in case anyone was wondering.
Thank you for the descriptions. It's always a problem with radio. You're just gesticulating everywhere. Yeah, and so was that kind of a conscious choice to make that kind of music, or is that something that you were responding to a gap in the scene or something like that? That's a vague question, I know. But
I think in a lot of ways what started happening is me being a bit of a tech nerd. You know, I was often pushing myself to add more electronic things to the guitar. So I have a lot of, like, guitar tones that are synths blended into the guitar tones and that kind of a thing. And Felicia and Ariel also, like, have ways of adding samples and other those sorts of elements to it. And I think it just sort of came about naturally. And we just kind of all like being sort of bionic, more so than just acoustic instruments ourselves.
Yeah, I mean, the challenge is always trying to make the live show sound like the record, but also to, you know, bring, you know, we like to play everything that you hear live. So we're playing samples, we're bringing in as many things as we can, the heavy artillery, to be able to play things and make it sound like the record live, because we love playing live, but we don't have tracks or anything running, so it's a challenge.
Cool. And so what can people expect from your live setup at Gilton Company tonight?
Well, you can expect that we are going to be making a lot of sounds that sound interesting because, you know, we're a band. We like to kind of create our own samples, so we get that a lot. And we really love to perform live. Like, that's a lot of bands, their passion that they all share will be different. You know, some bands are more in the studio. That's their passion. This band, we really love to perform live. That's our passion that we really love. We love to tour. We're just at the end of an 8-week tour right now. So you can expect to see three people who are just, you know, really excited to be doing the thing that they're doing.
Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, you mentioned that you're on the end of a tour. We're talking a bit about that off mic earlier. What do you have any fun stories or interesting things that happened in some of the weird places that you ended up?
Well,
one or two.
We've had a few car breakdowns. Our van, well, not breakdowns, but things you'd expect and not expect. I mean, one of the things that happens to Canadian bands a lot, or bands in general, is closing your hatch and having your gear smash through your window. So that happened to us.
In Ottawa.
Yeah, but part of the reason why that happened was because our van was so full, and the reason why our van was so full was because our roof rack actually fell. Like, there was a huge windstorm near Waterloo, and our roof rack ripped off of our van. Thankfully, no one died. Like, honestly, we were turning around the elbow, the corner of this highway, and our roof rack ripped off. So that was terrifying. We ran into the highway, dragged our stuff off, and everything ended up being fine. That was probably the most exciting thing that happened.
Not musically, but
no, very.
And so this was across. Did you drive like across Canada and back?
Yeah, we went to Halifax and back.
Wow,
coast to coast.
Mm-hmm. That's wild. Yeah, I was looking at some of your recent dates, and the one that stuck out for me. I'm from Red Deer,
So
I saw that you guys played in Red Deer just like a couple days ago. Mm-hmm. What were your thoughts on Red Deer?
Oh, we love playing Red Deer. Yeah. We played at the VAT.
Oh, yeah, good venue.
Yeah, lots of fun.
It's like our favorite dive bar in the entire country, really. Like, it's just got these wicked paintings all over the walls of, like, old rock stars, but the paintings kind of look like someone was pretty high when they were doing them. and, yeah, it's just, like, the coolest gritty venue.
Yeah, gritty is a good way to describe Red Deer.
And great sound, though. I mean, There's really great sound in there.
Interesting. Have you guys been inside of Gilton Co. yet?
We play Gilton Co. every few months.
Okay. Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, I was going to say, it's a beautiful venue in there. It's just so, like, up close and intimate.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally. So. Romantic.
It is. Are you expecting any fancy swing dancers to make an appearance during your show?
If we're lucky.
Yeah, I hope so. I mean, we weren't, but if you're a swing dancer and you're listening to this, Guilt & Co., 9:30 p.m.
Especially if you're fancy.
Yeah.
I gotta love the fanciness. Yeah, and I'm also curious in terms of like identity and stuff. On my show here, we talk about a lot of the experiences of women and queer folks in music. Mm-hmm. All the music that I play on this program has a woman or a queer person, usually a queer femme person, involved in some some form of the production. I was curious for y'all what kind of your experiences in the industry has been regarding that.
Yeah, so Felicia and I, we have very different experiences, obviously. Felicia is a femme woman for the people who are listening. Mm-hmm. You know, Felicia is a cis femme woman. Mm-hmm. And I'm
also a cesspool.
Yeah, a cesspool. And she's also a cesspool. So that's a very different experience, obviously, than me and who is very... question mark, you know, so it's interesting. It's, well, I guess I can only speak to me. I can kind of talk about my instrument. Felicia can talk about her instrument later because they're totally different. So my instrument is drums, right? And that's a very, very masculinized instrument. So in the industry, I find that the thing that my gender and biology really impacts is actually being a drummer. Like, growing up and learning drums, it was really intimidating because everyone would a lot of comments about being a girl drummer, and I think it puts a lot of pressure on kids, girls, to have to be good at drums, you know, like when you're constantly hearing about your gender in terms of your instrument, it's a lot of pressure to be good. And I really feel like that's maybe part of the reason why there aren't as many female drummers out there, because it is so much pressure. And I still feel a lot of that pressure actually during sound checks. When I'm checking my drums, I feel like I'm just afraid to not be amazing, because I feel like people are watching me and they're wondering how I'm gonna sound, and yeah, sometimes it's not great, because sometimes, you know, I can hear after my sound check somebody say, oh, she's pretty good, like, she's actually pretty good for a girl, you know, and I'm like, well, yeah, that's exactly why I'm so stressed out all the time during sound check, you know, so as a drummer, that's definitely what is impacted me the most.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think being a woman in the music industry is definitely, it comes with its set of challenges, and just seeing a lot more equality on basically lineups in festivals has been where I can see progress. Throughout my music career, I've always really noticed that there's a really low representation of minorities and female fronted bands just across the board. So there is just an element of kind of extra feeling like you need to prove yourself and working really hard to be taken seriously. That's always sort of that we're just very accustomed to the point of, you know, you almost don't even notice it because it's so, it permeates everything. But I am happy to see some of those things becoming a little bit more, you know, just a little bit more spoken about and spoken to and acted on, because, yeah, it's definitely a challenge.
Yeah, it's definitely a bit of a pressure to be taken seriously. I feel like I have to be a really good drummer in order to be taken seriously and know how to, you know, it's hard to ask somebody to help me with gear or something, because, you know, you get people who are trying to plug in your gear or something, you know, things like that.
And then they probably do it wrong.
Yeah, and it's like I know how to set up my own gear.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
You probably know how to set up your own gear best.
Yeah.
Because you're the expert of your own gear.
Yeah, so yeah. that's kind of the pressure of it.
Oh, totally. Yeah, that's, I've definitely heard that echoed from a lot of different folks. And so that's what makes the work you're doing important. Keep on getting out there and just doing what you're doing.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Unfortunately, proving to people, because we have to prove to them so, that we know what we're doing.
Garbage world that we live in.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's a good world sometimes. Kind of pivoting a little bit. Mm-hmm. Quick left turn. Mm-hmm. Into the album, kind of as we wind down here. What is Temper all about in terms musically, lyrically, conceptually? There's a lot of gold glitter, I see.
Yes, that's very key. I think Ariel actually put it best. Our album talks about illusions, desires, and the monsters within, which definitely that's thematically a pretty good description. We've got, just a lot of songs about sort of championing uprising, like sort of motivational, exciting songs about getting to the top. And then there's also songs about, we've got one song called Evolution that's about the potential future of humankind becoming bionic, which is a sci-fi theme we're all kind of into.
Everybody loves robots.
That's right. Everybody loves robots. So, you know, what's the next step after smartphones? Probably some sort of neural implant, we think. And then, just nice, dreamy, sort of sexy songs that you can groove to.
Dreamy, sexy, grooving. Those are all words I definitely thought of.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so kind of winding up with the show tonight, what do you hope that people can expect? What, like, not just like what your setup is, but like, why should somebody come? Why should somebody take their beautiful Tuesday night on this dreary day and like brighten it up with you guys?
There's music, alcohol, and queer femmes and stuff there. So, you know, that's wonderful.
So three of my favorite things.
Yes, and our friends High Love are playing tonight as well, and they're amazing. They're going in the middle, and it's just going to be a bunch of people having a ton of fun on stage doing what they love and throwing glitter around and drinking alcohol and, you know.
Yeah. Is there
if you like that kind of thing.
Is there a cover charge or tickets?
Yeah, at Guilt & Co., it's pay what you can, suggested $10. And all the money at the door at Guilt & Co. always goes to the bands all the time, so... Mm-hmm. Just to let you know, that's how they do it.
Help pay for that broken window?
Yes. Actually, we did get insurance, so it ended up being totally awesome. We got the expensive insurance to cover being stupid, so.
You know what? But you drove across Canada.
Yeah, you got to get the
impressive
stupid insurance. Yeah.
Because there's a lot of empty space in there.
Yeah.
Like, I'm guessing all of Northern Ontario, there's not a lot there.
Yes.
Long drives, the
middle
Ontario.
Especially. Yeah.
Did y'all have any favorite road tripping activities? Did you sing songs, play games?
Actually, for the most part, we just sit in silence.
We do.
That's not a joke. I don't think this is super common, but we sit in silence a lot. And other than that, we listen to some. We've been really into live albums, actually, lately. So listening to some old school live albums like Rolling Stones and the Nirvana Unplugged, those kind of live albums.
Yeah, and we've got, if you listen to our album Temper on Spotify, you can also check out, we've got a little playlist that's songs Fortune Killers love. And it's just some of the bands we played with, some songs that we love, that we do listen to when we are listening to music, which... you know, is actually the minority of the time, because we do, I mean, we like to take sonic breaks and just kind of have a little bit of meditation time.
That's probably good for you.
Mm-hmm. It's very good.
I think we all could use a little bit more of that in life. So, fantastic. So, again, 9:30 tonight, Guilt & Co. Pay what you can, recommended $10.
Mm-hmm.
That's all correct?
Yes.
Yeah, all of you out there in Radioland, come support these cool folks.
Yeah.
It's going to be a show. And if you can swing dance. Come
yes.
swing dance.
Yes. If you can swing dance, please come. And, you know, 9:30, we are on.
It's a very reasonable time, too.
Yeah.
It's like, this isn't one of those shows that's starting at, you know, 11:30 or whatever. It's like, you know, you'll be able to wake up and go to work tomorrow after maybe getting the glitter out of your hair or whatever.
That's right.
No, it's perfectly reasonable.
Especially if you just like getting fancy midweek. Mm-hmm. Or not. Either way.
Or fancy. Yeah, fancy anytime, really. So, kind of to finish off here, first of all, thank you for coming in to join me. Coming all the way out to UBC in the cold, barren rain. appreciate it, always. If I had to play one of your songs, one more, what would you all recommend?
Definitely Domino.
Yeah.
Domino? Okay, what's this song about?
So, Domino is it's about the interconnectedness of people just working together or, you know, in relationships, just the way that your energy can uplift and it can also sort of detract. So it's just that idea of sort of, you know, it's the domino effect. Yeah.
Cool. Well, we're going to listen to that one right now. This is Domino off of Temper Temper. Thank you again to Fortune Killers. Again, go check them out. 9:30 p.m. Guilt & Co. tonight. Have a fun time, and I will be back in a bit.
Thank you
so much.
Yay.
You could be my fire, you could be my domino. When you explode, when you go, I go. You could be my fire, you could be my domino. When you explode, when you go, I go.
Cycling is hosting Bike to Shop Days. On June 22nd to June 24th, come out and get advice on the gear and techniques that allow you to easily use your bike for shopping trips. There will be route maps for shopping, celebration stations, which have info, snacks, and free bike tune-ups, discounts at local shops around Metro Vancouver, a passport challenge where participants collect stamps at celebration stations to win prizes, guided rides, and riding to local stores to show support. Check out bikehub.ca for more information. The annual Sled Island Music and Arts Festival returns to Calgary from June 20th to 24th, 2018. Discover over 250 bands, comedy acts, film, and art in more than 35 venues across the city. This year's festival features guest curator Deerhoof, innovative indie rock act Dirty Projectors, electronic innovators Mount Kimby, versatile folk pop duo Way Oak,
futuristic hip-hop titans Shabazz Palaces, outsider pop auteur John Mouse, and many more yet to be announced. Visit sledisland.com for details, travel deals, and to get your festival pass.
Fading out in the background there, a little bit of Janitor Scum, Corned Beef. And that is going to bring us into the second half of the program. Thanks again to Fortune Killers for coming in to chat with me in the first half there. Go check out their show tonight, Guilt & Company, at 9:30 p.m. I heard they might even be doing a later set too. So if you can't get there right at 9:30, stick around. I know I'm going to try and pop in if I get the chance. After Janelle Monáe, because bought that ticket a while ago. But really, go check out all the folks from Fortune Killers, because they're some of the nicest folks I've interviewed for this program. So go support them. In the back half of this radio program, it is all things Sled Island. I'm very excited to be going and covering Sled Island for CITR and Discorder next week in my hometown of Calgary. It's going to be a lovely time. Booked my Greyhound bus ticket. Got my bike all boxed up because you have to do Sled Island by bike. In this back half of the program, we're just going to play some of the bands that I'm excited to see there. Not all of them. There's so many. So many. Stay tuned in the subsequent weeks because I'm sure I'll be spotlighting some of the stuff that I got to see while out there. And yeah, that Janitor Scum track was a great way to kick it off. They're a great Calgary band, actually. Who I know a couple of their members. They're fun, they're angry, they're loud. And they are going to be playing Wednesday the 20th at 9 p.m. at Dickens Pub, as well as the 5:30 p.m. for the Friday Palomino parking lot party. So go and check them out. If you're in Calgary, if you're at Sled, and if you are in Calgary and at Sled, give me a wave, because I will probably be at one of those shows, because I'm a big Janitor Scum fan. Next up, we're going to hear from Vancouver band, Vancouver Pals, really. Pals of CITR, if you ask me. Pals of everybody. They're just kind of beloved by a lot of folks around the community here. I've interviewed a few different bands recently for various projects, and multiple bands, like, independently have brought up these folks as, like, inspirations and idols. And so I'm excited to see them live. I've played them on this program before. And I'm, of course, talking about Lie, who are here from we're here in Vancouver and who will be in Calgary for Sled Island. They'll be playing Commonwealth Main Floor on Friday at 6 p.m. as well as The Ship in Anger at 9 p.m. on Saturday the 23rd. So we're going to listen to a track from them right now. This is Rat River from Lie here on Into the Woods. ¶¶ And fading out right there, a little bit of Bat Fangs off of their self-titled album, which just dropped this February. That track was Wolf Bite. And if you're at Sled Island, you can catch them Friday night / Saturday morning, 12:30 a.m. downstairs at the Palomino. Oh, no, sorry, Thursday night, Friday morning. Good job, Sled Island schedule. So Thursday night, 12:30 a.m., Palomino downstairs. I will actually probably be at that show because I'm very, very excited about it. Or if you miss them there, catch them on the Broken City patio on Friday at 9 p.m. Before that, we heard from Prissy Whip, which is one of the selections from this year's Curator's Deer Hoof. It's weird. It's weird good stuff. The official bio describes it as Dadaist yelping and instrumental tweaking, which I think is an accurate sonar description of that. But good stuff there. I'm looking forward to seeing what they do on stage. They'll be playing Friday night, 11:30 p.m. at the Legion main floor, Saturday at 11 p.m. at the Ship and Anchor, and Sunday, 9 p.m. on the Palomino main floor. So three chances to catch Prissy Whip at Sled Island this year. And of course, kicking off the set, Vancouver Sweethearts Lie. And they'll be playing Friday at 6 p.m. at the Commonwealth and Saturday, 9 p.m. at the Ship and Anchor. You're tuned into the Woods. My name is Mel Woods. And this back half of the program today, preview of the Sled Island Music and Arts Festival happening in Calgary next week. I'll be there. Hopefully you will be too. Say hi. And if you aren't able to make it, check out and stay tuned for coverage that I'll be producing for both CITR and Discorder while I am there. So it'll be good stuff. It'll be like you were there with me. But yeah, we're going to keep on previewing a little bit more music. We're going to get softer now. We're going to take things real, real soft and slow after that little punky time. And listen to a little bit of Grouper, who is an act I'm very, very excited to see at Sled this year. One of my weirdest fun discoveries at music festivals over the last few years has been an appreciation for quiet and like very instrumental and ambient and stuff like that. And I think that's a good way to describe Grouper. The folksy acoustic drones is one phrase that sticks out in the bio. Liz Harris is her name. She performs as Grouper. Just beautiful, soft, haunting. And she'll be playing in the Studio Bell Performance Hall on Friday at 9 p.m., which is the perfect venue. Just this big, beautiful concert hall that is going to be filled with big, beautiful music. So we're going to listen to a little bit of that big, beautiful music right now. This track is called Headache, and it's from Grouper. I got about 15 minutes left in the show, so there's lots more treats to come. So stay tuned and keep it locked here on CITR.
Thank you.
and fading out right there. Wow, words, Melanie. Today is not your day. That was Hermitess, a Calgary-based act, who will be playing at Sled Island on Sunday afternoon, 2 p.m. at Central Memorial Park. And that is definitely outdoors in the park kind of music. Very haunting. I think the ideal environment to listen to Hermitess is actually what's on the image that's on the album cover for her self-titled album, which is this just kind of snowy, mysterious-looking forest. Her music kind of sounds like it could be the soundtrack to the next, like, Chronicles of Narnia film or something, some haunting forest stuff, and it's good. I enjoy it. It makes me feel, like, witchy and spooky in a good way. And before that, we heard Soft Ambience from Portland-based Grouper, a.k.a. Liz Harris. She'll be performing at Sled on the Friday the 22nd at 9 p.m. at Studio Bell, which is going to be a good one for sure. So yeah, it's a little taste of probably more stuff about Sled to come from me. Like I said, I'm driving out overnight on the Greyhound Sunday night. Leave here at 6 p.m., get into Calgary 10 a.m. on Monday, ready for a full week of nonstop Sled Islanding, which it definitely will be. And you'll see the fruits of that labor here on the airwaves and in the pages of Discord. So stay tuned for that. And as we come to the end of the program, big thank you again to Fortune Killers for stopping by the station to chat with me. They were lovely. Go to their show tonight. It's going to be so much fun. Guilt & Company, 9:30 p.m. Pay what you can tickets, though they recommend $10, and all the money goes back to the bands. So go support cool West Coast music, good folks, good people, women and queer people. So all sorts of good stuff there. Now I'm going to end the program today in a self-indulgent way, as I often do. Radioland, you know me. I love to indulge myself. And today is a day of indulgence for me, because I am going to, as soon as I sign off here, hop on the bus and head downtown to go see Janelle Monáe. And I am very, very, very excited, Radioland. If you want to check out, I actually wrote a piece for the Georgia Strait this weekend about my feelings about Janelle Monáe and how her music makes me think a lot about queer femininity, and how when I first came out as queer, it was very easy to be hard-edged and masculine. And Janelle Monáe, and this particularly Dirty Computer, this album that she's touring on, reminds me a lot about all the different aspects that there can be to queer femininity, including being feminine and being a little bit pink. I wrote about that in the Georgia Strait. So go check that out if you want, Radioland. As always, you can follow me on Twitter at IntoTheMelWoods. And if you missed either any part of the show or you want to catch up on back episodes, head to CITR.ca, find the Into the Woods show page. All of our juicy stuff will be there. But yes, to my original point, I'm going to end with a little bit of Janelle Monáe to get myself pumped up for the evening to come. This is probably one of my favorite tracks from the album. It's just good. And just imagine wherever you are, if you're in your car, if you're walking, if you're on the bus, just imagine you're wearing a big pair of vagina pants and dancing along. This is Pink featuring great Canadian artist Grimes. I'll see you probably not next week, Radio. I'm going to take a week off to do some Sled Islanding, but I will be back in due time with nonstop fun for the summer. So yeah, enjoy it. Janelle Monáe, Grimes, Pink from Dirty Computer. This has been Into the Woods. I'm Mel Woods, and have a great rest of your day.
Funky, touch it, top it, let it down.
Yeah.
forest inside. Crazy pink neon forest and ice. Pink like the secrets you hide. Maybe pink like the lid of your eye. Baby pink is where all of it starts. Crazy pink like the halls of your heart. So here we are in the car, leaving traces of us down the boulevard. I wanna fall through the stars, getting lost in the dark is my favorite part. Let's count the ways we could make this last forever. Sunny, money, keep it funky, touch your top and let it down.